This is KCUR 89.3. Every once in a while, a Kansas City band will release an original Christmas song, but it's unusual for area musicians to put out an entire album of holiday standards. But that is exactly what the band Old Sound just did. Reporting for KCUR 89.3, Mike Warren recently spoke with Old Sound's Chad Brothers about why they went to all that trouble.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
To hear Chad Brothers tell it, this is the year Kansas City bluegrass band Old Sound experienced a Christmas miracle.
This is one of those instances where the universe kind of opens up and starts giving you signs.
At a gig about 8 months ago, a fan and friend of theirs, known affectionately by bands around town as Jim the Blind Guy, had a suggestion.
He always has these interesting ideas, and he came up to me during our show and he said, "Hey, have you guys ever thought about getting into the Christmas game?" And I kind of chuckled and I thought, "Oh, that's an interesting idea. I hadn't really considered it."
Brothers plays the guitar. He met their bass player, Greg Harenbrook, when they were growing up in Winfield, Kansas. About 3 years ago, they brought on Grady Keller on banjo and guitar. They're still relatively new, and it took an even bigger nudge from the Cosmos to sell them on the idea of a Christmas record.
I got an email from a guy at Worlds of Fun, and he said, "We're planning a new event this year. It's going to be the first time we do it. It's called Winterfest, and it's going to revolve around Christmas." And he said, "We're looking for a bluegrass band to come in and play bluegrass Christmas music."
The band decided to give it a try. They also saw a chance to land a little bit of extra Christmas money.
"If we're going to do this, let's record a Christmas album that we can have, you know, available to sell."
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Now they're playing five sets a night at Worlds of Fun. To keep the show high energy, they bring new songs into the mix almost every night, so their Christmas repertoire is expanding rapidly.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
You'd be amazed how many of these classic versions of Christmas songs embody this sort of, you know, folk or acoustic bluegrass vibe. You hear that upright bass, you know, you hear these guys that are kind of plunking at this upright bass, and immediately you think, oh, this could work for like a bluegrass format.
Hello, friends you know, and everyone you meet.
The best holiday songs seem to come straight from a musician's memories. That was especially true for bass player Greg Harenbrook's version of another classic.
Jolly old Saint Nicholas, lean your ear this way.
He took it a step further and wrote a verse about his kids and his wife and about what they hope to get for Christmas.
As for me, we'll know I'll be last in line. Choose for me, dear Santa Claus, I'm sure it will be fine.
Their record gave them a chance to pay tribute to a fallen hero with the one Christmas song they already knew.
Well, it's Christmas time again.
We had already decided to record a Christmas album, and Tom Petty passed away. Most people don't think of Tom Petty as a Christmas artist.
Everybody's singing, all the bells are ringing out, and it's Christmas.
The holidays always seem like a time to take stock of how completely everything comes full circle. That's especially true this year for Old Sound.
I have a lot of childhood memories. We used to come up to Worlds of Fun, and it's pretty neat to go to work at a theme park.
By the time they're finished with a 3-week gig at Worlds of Fun, Old Sound might be ready to pack up the Christmas songs. But this holiday's unexpected turn of events has been a blast.
It was a real joy. I never thought that I would be recording a Christmas album.
When you listen to the universe, a lot of good things can happen, especially this time of year.
Wow, baby, it's Christmas.
Reporting for KCUR 89.3, I'm Mike Warren.
Chad Brothers and his band Old Sound perform at Worlds of Fun through December 30th. You'll find more information and photos at kcur.org/arts.